League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So her picture comes up, and I literally scream. I grab my husband, and I hit him. And he's like, whoa, what's going on? I was like, oh, my God, I know her. And when I say I know her, I know her.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock.
What?
I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice because I make you think I'm not. You're saying no.
Hello, Dallas.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Vegas, but Dallas is more on brand.
I would
die.
Die. One day I'll see my name on a marquee in Vegas.
Oh, wow. I can't even. Vegas. We have a residency in Vegas for a weekend because that's how we're going to sell that. You know, a residency. Guys, we have some really big news. We have a residency for one night.
1 hour.
Yeah, we probably can't even afford that.
We got a 15-minute set.
Yeah, right. We can't even afford that, I bet.
Probably not.
Vegas is like for rich people.
Yeah.
Or and gamblers and strippers.
The really rich and the really poor.
Yeah. I mean, one day, the sky's the limit now. Because like I said earlier, y'all can't tell us nothing.
Nothing.
We have almost sold out this show when we didn't even think that two people were going to buy a ticket. Because that's what it looked like at first.
And honestly, listen, I have been having stress diarrhea.
Yeah.
Since we signed the contract. We talked about it on the last episode that Wendy basically had to like strong arm me into agreeing.
I had to hold her hand to the paper. Not really. I just needed her theoretically, to tell me to do it.
Theoretically, right. Yes, you did.
Right.
Because I was like.
She wouldn't say yes.
Shitting my pants.
Right.
I wouldn't. So, you know, stress diarrhea for a week. You'd think I'd be skinnier, but here we are. And, I never would have guessed that it would be selling out, hopefully, on the first day. Hopefully. I don't want to jinx it because day's only
halfway
done.
We're so close. But we are so close. We are so close.
I mean, we have, you know? Yeah. As of right now, we're recording this actually after. We have a guest on this episode, and yes. You guys are going to absolutely die.
Yeah.
When good. We were record, I think it might have been after we stopped recording, Wendy says that this is her favorite episode that we have ever done.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are going to love it.
So
because it's bomb.com.
It is. But so we've been talking about this like all day, literally.
Counting
down the number of tickets left. But yeah. If you're coming to Dallas, we can't wait to see you. If you're not coming, then we will hopefully have more and we'll get to meet you then.
Yes.
And yes. We have tour merch. The and regular merch and all kinds of stuff. I don't even know. My brain is like, I'm hitting a wall.
This was our press day, if you will. So we've done a live. We've done an episode. We've done stories. We've done conversations with each other.
Yeah.
So this was press day. So we don't even know what we've said and what we haven't said at this point. It just feels all repetitive.
That's actually very true. And that is exactly how my brain feels.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
mush.
That's not it. Yeah, it's fine.
But you guys, thank you literally for like, hyping us up and making us feel like we matter and anybody gives right. two shits.
Listen, we keep making the joke of like y'all not caring about us coming to Dallas, but I mean, we kind of still believe that. Don't get it twisted or whatnot.
We know the care about us is minimal.
We've had three DMs being like, no, we care about you guys. It's like, well, thank
three
you
DMs.
So much. Like, okay, cool. But we really are so excited to like do this because we have zero clue of what we're doing.
We're in the beta phase. Mm-hmm. The Dallas show is going to be a beta.
Yeah.
Robbie said, he was like, why don't you guys do something like really like really small locally. Don't advertise it. He was like, and so you can get your like feet wet.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, no, we're just going to go balls to the wall.
Like I'm a rip the band-aid off kind of girl. Like winging things, like I've said before, that probably shouldn't be winged, but you learn from those. And sometimes you don't return to those, you know, sometimes you're like, okay, I'm never doing that again. Cause that was a big fail.
I was fully prepared for this to bomb and fail and us to be able to like go into a hole for a week and then have like a really great laugh about it. I was laughing about flopping earlier in the week. I was like, this is going to be absolutely hysterical.
No.
If we fall on our face.
Listen, to put it in perspective,
there's still a possibility of. Let's not get it twisted. We could still fall on our face.
Oh, we could still. Y'all could have come through, but we might not. But we did the math. This is how much we doubted ourselves just a little bit. We did the math and we're like, okay, worst case scenario, no one comes. We have to postpone it or cancel it. We're only out of X amount of dollars. Literally, we had that conversation. We had that. That was actually factored into the conversation of, okay, well, if worst case scenario, it doesn't happen or bombs or whatever, we're out of X amount of dollars. So thank y'all for
making sure that didn't happen.
Yeah, because, but like you said, we could still bomb the show. Y'all might all be there to see it.
We won't, but if we do,
we won't.
You want to be there because it's going to be epic. If we flop, it will be amazing.
Will it?
For them, not us.
Oh, I'm like, I feel like one of my biggest fears is like walking out on that stage and
being booed.
No, I don't think anyone's going to boo us. Well, MB did say she was going to throw tomatoes at us, but I don't think she really will. I feel like there's a very few thing that would, or a few things. I can't even talk. See, this is one of my biggest fears is like being tongue tied and not being able to talk. One of my biggest fears would be like coming out and then like period running down my leg. But I'll make sure to put a pad in, I guess.
Don't wear white pants. Done.
Don't wear white pants. Or like having diarrhea. Or coming out and tripping. No, you know what? Tripping wouldn't even, that wouldn't even trip me up bad enough as if like I came out and I was like,
And so should we add Depends to our rider?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes. Perfect. What do y'all need in the back room? We need Skittles, Depends, Bang Energies, and Hot Cheetos. And I think we're good.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Covers all of our bases. Yeah,
I think we're good. I mean, I don't know. But
things to go in and things to catch it on the way out.
Girl, we can do a cleanse before we go, before we hit the road. And that way there's nothing left.
I mean, I'm going to stop eating like this week.
Oh, good. To prepare. You're going to be really hungry by then.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
No, you got to work on your endurance. You got to start walking and talking. Call people on the phone and start. Because can you imagine getting up there? I don't think people realize, like, even if you just, like, barely do a little bit of, like, talking. Like, when you're walking with your friend and talking.
Oh, yeah. You get so winded. Why is that?
Because you're doing a lot. You're doing the damn most.
But, like, I know that doesn't make sense.
Well, that's like having friends that want to run. Well, first of all, don't have friends that want
to
run.
First of all, if you ask me to run with you, we're no longer friends.
I don't run, so you don't have to worry about that. I'm going to run to Target in my car, and you can sit next to me. We'll chat.
Perfect. But I always said, I was like, for the love of God, I hope I don't marry into one of those families that like exercise.
The turkey run?
Yeah. Ooh, and guess what I'm married into?
They do that? They do the turkey trot?
Hell yeah. Lauren, I love you. Robin, I know you don't listen to this.
We ain't turkey trotting on Thanksgiving.
No, but these,
absolutely not.
These hoes get up and run 10 miles on Thanksgiving morning, and then they come back and they are barely sweaty. And no. I'm like, I hate you.
No. Well,
and then they go for a walk after dinner. I'm like, no.
No, if you're running and talking to me,
you didn't eat enough.
No, like, But walking and talking, that is tough because you're using, I think it's because you're using so much and your lungs are like doing their thing. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're operating without just sitting down like we normally do. Yeah. So, and we're very animated. So we got to be in tip top shape.
You're right. Okay. So what we need to start doing is go
aerobics to Richard Simmons.
Yeah. Or I was going to say that we could go like exercise, like sing on the treadmill, you know?
Oh,
that's what singers
do. That's going to be super awkward at the gym.
I don't care.
But I'll do it. I'll get on that treadmill and I always
want to dance with somebody.
No. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. I'd love nothing more than to have the whole gym turn around slowly and look at me and then be like, And I said, hey, pretty lady. And then they're all like jumping weights doing it. Oh my gosh.
Well, if we ever make a music video.
That's it. There in the gym, on the treadmill, training for swiping up, and then it pans to the audience.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. Enough talk about us.
Enough.
I am so excited for this guest. So please, please enjoy, follow her. You are going to love her, one, and you're going to be addicted and need to follow the rest of this story.
Yeah, you're
going
to need to clear off your schedule for a solid, what, 2 days probably to get through the rabbit hole?
Yeah, if you don't have TikTok, mm-hmm. then you need to get in the app store and download the little Tiki Talkie. Mm-hmm. Follow her on YouTube, Instagram, all of the things.
Yes.
Of course, follow us at Swiping Up. And you guys.
Enjoy. Get ready.
Enjoy.
Clear your brain.
Okay, you guys, I am like literally
jumping
giddy.
Out of your skin right now.
Like, can so you feel excited. It? It's yeah. electric.
I can feel it. It's electric. Hey! Woogie, woogie, woogie.
Okay, so I have been talking about her on stories. I've mentioned her on a couple episodes. Her name is Kim. Her account is And a Bottle of Wine. And she is like a new age Batman. Like, she's just out here doing the Lord's work, like saving people from being scammed and taken advantage of. And we're here for that.
We are here for that.
I'm like a drunk Carmen Sandiego.
I love it. You know, Carmen Sandiego was chic as fuck.
She was. She was well, yes, she was. Well she before was. Her time.
That I love hat, her. The outfit. Her.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, if Carmen Sandiego and Inspector Gadget had a baby.
Exactly.
Or a one-night stand, I would be her.
Or maybe she was doing the Walk of Shame with his clothes and she wore.
That's me. Yeah. Here I am.
Hey, that's cool.
I'm their love child.
The Walk of Shame with his clothes and dead. It's a great visual I
it
have.
Is.
Okay. So before we get into everything, tell us about how you got started with your platform. So you're, I mean, pretty big on TikTok now, which is amazing.
I love it.
You have a good size Instagram following too. I feel like usually it's like one or the other. Like people don't always like translate to both platforms.
Mm-hmm. I really, honestly, it was my daughter's TikTok before. But that was like when it was Musical.ly. Yeah. And so then I realized what kind of platform it was. And I was like, listen, sis, we can't do this. This is around the time she was very young. And I was like, no, I'm not okay with this. So I took the account. Well, right during the pandemic, I was anti TikTok. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is just, I can't handle another social media thing to control. But I got bored one day and was just messing around. And I legitimately only had like a handful of followers. It wasn't even a big deal. I don't think anybody that I really knew didn't have it at the time.
Yeah.
And one day I was on a rare occasion, it only happens like once every 10 years. I was working out and I got home after a run. And I guess my endorphins were there. And I was scrolling through Facebook and saw this post, and it was just at the cusp of being viral on Facebook. And it was about a guy, he was a police officer in Texas, and his girlfriend outed him. And this man ended up being married. And then it spun into like five fiancés and some coffee pot. It was like a thing.
How do people have time for all that? I barely have time for my husband and my 3-year-old.
It was like the best white trash novel I've ever been a part of.
Love it.
So I decided to get on TikTok and I just made a video. Like, and when they say, I used to like, people are like, oh, when they make the videos, like, oh, I didn't expect this to go viral. No, like legitimately. I had no one following me. I literally was talking to myself. And I went to bed that night and I was just being goofy because I literally just kind of regurgitated what the Facebook post was about and woke up to like 10,000 followers. And I was like, what have I done? But then I just kept talking about it and it spun out of control. And then I ended up getting his phone number and I went live and like talked to him because he was just so desperate for, I guess, a woman's voice. And he talked to me.
Yeah, he was used to it. It's six of them.
Yeah. I mean, like it was a lot. And then the girlfriend started talking to me and then that spun out into a whole private Facebook group about me, like a really good one. Like following me. Oh yeah. Like that group is now almost 8,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
And it's private. And they're like, we're a cult. basically. I'm their leader.
I need to get in this group.
Right.
Just saying. Wow. Thank you.
It's super exclusive. It's amazing.
Oh, yes, girl. Give us the keys.
It literally spun out of control. And then they made a book about him, and I'm referenced. He went on Dr. Phil.
What book is it?
It's like Crime, Lies, and I'll send it to y'all. It's awesome. It's on Amazon. It's only like 60 pages.
Okay.
I can read 60 pages. And like you could tell they're referencing me without referencing me.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get in touch with me to give me, I give them permission to use my name.
Yeah.
And then he went on Dr. Phil and in a roundabout way spoke like not very kindly of me. He was mad. He was mad at me.
He was big mad.
He was mad.
Yeah.
He was big mad. Oh. I was like, oh, you're super mad.
The little boy was mad.
He got caught. And he got so mad at you. Upset.
Stupid. Oh, he got caught. And then out of the whole thing, because he was gifting these women like espressos, Nespresso machines.
He was doing a giveaway for his mistresses.
He was taking these two women were like going at it, and they were trying to compare like who was the better girlfriend, like the third girlfriend.
Stop.
Like I loved him first. No, I loved him first. And one woman was like, "Well, he took me to Target and got me a coffee pot," and then the other one's like, "No, well, he took me to Bed Bath and Beyond and got me an espresso," and that turned. I had a series of coffee mugs for a while.
Stop. Oh my gosh. Well, obviously the one that got the espresso machine was the favorite, obviously.
I got an espresso out of it. It was amazing. I love that thing.
Hey, if it's free, it's for me, baby. That's what I say.
Yes. Everything tastes better and looks better on me when it's free.
Yes. I'm dead.
That's incredible. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So then you just decided that this was going to be like your calling?
Yeah.
My dad, my whole life, told me that I needed to keep my nose out of other people's business. I'm a middle child, so I have middle child syndrome.
Right.
And
so you did the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And I always wanted to be an attorney.
Oh.
And I could, I have this like keen, and I don't know what it is, but I always can pick up on people. Like I could tell when they're not telling me the truth. And I mean, I've lied a lot my whole life, so that's just extra.
So you know.
I have a lot of experience. And I've dated a lot of toxic men. So it's like, yay,
haven't we all? Check.
I mean, my resume is stellar. so I said, you know what? I think this is a thing. And it got to be where people, but I also didn't want to be someone who spoke about situations without looking into it. Like I found that there was a lot of people on TikTok that talked about a lot of things, but they were just talking. They weren't really like looking into it to see if they were being honest or not, or if it was factual. And I think I got a big following because I actually did that. I took the extra steps to say, okay, this is really what's going on. It's good tea. The tea is piping hot, but it's not going to sour your stomach later on, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's
and I went with it. And we've had several viral stories. Everything from a woman in Texas that was a part of a crime family that faked an entire pregnancy. And the man had passed away. He was killed. In a shooting.
We have like, a couple of things you can probably research when you're done with Snow White.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Like, jeez. And then I found, like, so then she went missing. So people were genuinely scared. Like, they didn't know she was faking the pregnancy. And they were worried about her. So that, I started following that story and retelling it. And then I got into it with the family that she duped, which, by the way.
Yes, I remember this story, actually, now that you're talking about it. Yes, I remember this. That one. It was not long ago.
Oh, really?
It wasn't. It was like earlier.
A few months ago.
Summer. Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, then I got into it with that family because I was taking up for them where people were attacking them for, you know, their the things that they have done. I didn't care about the things that they had done.
Right.
I genuinely felt like, especially the mother of the man that passed away, you know, she was looking forward to that grandchild. And I had empathy for that. I didn't, you know, yeah, mate, sure. She had some charges. I get it. Don't we all, yeah? We all have a past.
I mean,
but I cared about the family. And I made friends. So I have friends all over that care about me now. So
yeah, I love that. One thing I will say about you, you mentioned it before that there were other accounts that weren't doing their research and weren't doing their homework and weren't like actually fact-checking. And those accounts are a dime a dozen. And I think that is probably one reason why your account is respected in the way that it is because you can tell in the way that you release information that you're very mindful of how you're releasing mm-hmm. it, but also you're mm-hmm. just a great storyteller. You're very charismatic. Thanks. You're welcome. But it's true. Like your stories are captivating in the way that you tell them. Aww. So that
I like telling it.
Yeah. And that combined with the fact that you aren't just spitting a bunch of bullshit, you know, throwing spaghetti at a wall. I think that is really what has given you so much growth.
Yeah.
I mean, will it be my demise? Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it really is. I genuinely enjoy it. And I genuinely, like the following I have, I care. I feel like the people who invest time in my platform, I do try to invest time with them. So like I try to go watch videos of theirs and I try to boost them up. Because at the end of the day, the app's going to go away at some point. And I know that I'm just going to go back to being, you know, a nosy neighbor and not minding my own business.
I'll figure out a neighborhood newsletter. Just do it.
I'm going to start a whole journal. And
dang, right, girl.
Get you a Facebook group. The Nosy Neighbor Newsletter.
There you go. Newsletter. Put it in people's mailboxes.
There is not a man in the world who should ever cheat on another female while I'm alive.
Never. We ever have any type of story that needs some investigating, you're our girl.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love this.
I will look into it with the depths of my soul. And my soul is very dark, so it's fine. I have a lot of time.
Perfect.
Bye.
Yeah. How do you find the time? Because you have kids, you have a career, and like what you're doing, I swear, it's like she's an FBI detective. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
Sleep?
I'm very fortunate that no sleep. So with that, I'm a vampire. One good thing about divorce is that I get 50-50, you know?
Yeah.
But I tell people all the time, it takes a village. I have a little crew that helps me. They don't want notoriety. They don't want anything. And we work, we burn the midnight oil. I take breaks as far as like when my kids are awake and they're here, I'm like, okay, it's mom time. Yeah. Y'all deserve to like, you know, be fed. They want that for some reason. And the crazier thing is I'm extremely involved in my children's life. So like everything that they do, I'm there.
Yeah.
So, but they get a kick out of it. So they love it. They tell which, you know, I don't want them telling everyone who I am.
Right.
It makes me very uncomfortable. I met my daughter's, you know, boyfriend, quote unquote. And we, for Valentine's Day, his parents were sitting across from us and my son just blurts out like, my mom's on TikTok, and she looks into people and he's like, the dad's
bye.
Like,
he's like, great.
So when you were asking me those questions, did you already know the answers? And I was like, no, I really didn't look into you. But meanwhile, I know like how much he made last year. I know where they live.
You have to.
I've got to protect my kids.
That's just responsible parenting. I stand by that.
It is. I look like I do, but I really try to balance it. My husband has been very supportive in my crazy efforts in all this. So it does help that, you know, I have a team and I can't do it alone, but at the same time, no, I don't sleep. That's overrated. An hour's good.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Amen, fine. Sister. Right. Amen.
After you have kids, do you sleep anyway?
No, you don't.
No.
I don't know. I don't have any. Still sleeping.
Well, you know.
I still get a few REM cycles at night.
Yeah. Even when you sleep, are you really asleep when you have a kid, or is your brain like thinking about everything you got to do in the morning? Going. You're already awake. It's annoying.
And I'm very mindful. Like yesterday, I was like, do I want to push out another video? Yes. But I also know that I know when I'm like, okay, it's time to take a minute, take a breather. That's why posting bans on TikTok when I get mass reported go great for me, because it gives me a couple of days.
It's a forced break.
Yeah. And like recoup your energy.
Sit down and be quiet.
Yeah.
Now, is your husband, is he like opposite of you personality wise? Or are you guys similar?
Yes and no. He's very funny. He is, everybody that meets him loves him. He's a good mix of me. Like, he'll let me shine. He doesn't like, I'm like, take the spotlight all the time. Like, I'm on all the time. He's more like,
we don't know anything about that.
No, we love that for you. We love it, girl.
Nah. And so, like, but he's also extremely hilarious. And so people just love talking to him because he's got multiple, like, different, like, voices that he tries and says, and he's very terrible at dad jokes. I mean,
love it.
He tried to be cool. He actually tells everybody, he's like, every girlfriend I had, I made them Instagram famous, and this is the one, my wife is the one who actually like was the real deal, because he used to like say that he had Instagram models with girlfriends. He never did. Yeah, it was Instagram. But and then I ended up getting the famous one, and he was like, "This isn't fair. I've been on the platform longer than you, and you have way more followers than me." I'm like, "I'm just better at this than you."
Sorry, you're like, "Sorry. I'm a motherfucking star."
Yes, I'm a natural, and you're not.
He gets so mad at me when I don't tag him and stuff. I'm like, "Oh my god,
I love it.
I love that too."
This house.
He's like, "You can have the whole cheesecake. Just give me a little slice."
There is only room in this house for one superstar, and you're looking at her.
And let me tell you, he's just your mom. So, like, he'll do the laundry, and he'll cook, and he'll do all that stuff for me. And, like, I do own my own business, so I'm gone. And so he really is. It's listen, do I say, get in that kitchen and make a sandwich? Yeah.
I love
it. I'm a superstar.
Do you feel like since you own your own business, that's why you have more, like leeway to doing this type of thing? Like, you're not worried about someone firing you, basically? It's very powerful.
I would have been fired.
You would have fired yourself 5 times by now.
I have fired myself 5 times already.
I've been there, done that too.
I mean, yeah, it does. It is a benefit, because people just really don't understand that content creation is a full-time job. And I know that gets cliche. I'm not one of those people. But it's a full-time job that you don't get paid for. I mean, and I say this a lot to a lot of people. A lot of people will comment about making money on TikTok. Like, "Oh, well, she's making money off her videos." Baby, it's like 2 cents on the dollar.
Right,
like literally, unless you are in a multi-million follower account, you're not making money.
It's literally a quarter.
You're making some like morning coffee money.
If that.
Right.
Coffee's expensive.
And if that.
Right.
And I opted out of it a long time ago because it truly wasn't worth it. Like, I was like, this is stupid. Now, I'm very blessed. If I go on live, people are very generous and stuff like that. But literally, I'm doing this for free. So I'm a nosy bitch for free.
Look at you, girl, doing the most for us people.
For nothing. But I love it, because I've met like cool people like y'all. To me, like doing this right now, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
And it's fun. I mean, you obviously like doing it, and you're good at it, because people, like Spencer said, respect you because you're giving out like true information, which is huge. People can like listen to your stories and be like, okay, she's most likely telling the truth. Because sometimes we see stuff and we're like, that seems very far-fetched. And so your brain can't really like commit to it. But then if you have that much of a reputation, people are like, oh yeah,
it's especially the gospel. Especially when you're talking about some of the crazy shit that she's talking about. Like, if you don't have a foundation of like trust.
Jinx. I trust you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work, especially the most important one you can have in your life is your relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us will drop anything and go help someone we care about. We'll like literally go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? Like, I mean, for myself, I like to get my nails done, but sometimes that is not enough. Just doing that simple task of like getting my nails done, getting your hair done, getting a massage. But sometimes I need to like vent and talk to somebody. Otherwise, like, because I need something back on the other end of that. Like, I want someone to tell me if I'm being reasonable with myself or my feelings, or if I need someone to like put me in perspective with like what I'm going through, or make me feel like I have a valid reason in feeling that way.
Well, I think we put so much emphasis in taking care of ourselves on the outside.
Yeah, for sure.
And on the inside when it comes to like physical health, but not necessarily mental health. And we've talked about it before. It's so important. I am so messed up. We were just talking about it before we started recording this episode that like I am mean to myself.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes we just need a little bit of therapy. Yeah. And I, for one,
sometimes I need it a lot.
I need a lot.
Yes.
So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure that you show up for yourself. That is something that I am constantly being reminded of in therapy. Mm-hmm. BetterHelp has been a great way to talk to somebody out of the comfort of my own home. I don't have to worry about leaving and sitting in a stuffy bullshit office under bad lighting. I can be where I'm comfortable, where I can open up, and that's really cool. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Swiping Up listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/swipingup. That's BetterHelp.com/swiping up. Yeah. So what does your process look like when you, speaking of being trustworthy, like when you...
like vet it?
Like how do you decide what to talk about and how do you cipher?
Cipher. Is it cipher?
How do you go through all of the information? Big words are hard.
Yeah, it's fine.
Language is hard. When I get sent a lot of different stuff. And I will look into it. And if I find it fascinating, I know that there's a way that I can make it even more fascinating. There's a lot of people who come to me and they're like, well, Billy Bob cheated on me. And I'm like, okay, well, listen, sis, it's fine. It's
Tina,
just you
sit
and your
down, baby girl.
Like, it's fine. But like, oh no, you know, Jerry cheated on me with his sister and, you know, the cousin down the street and then like his coworker. Then I'm like, oh, there's meat here. Like there's stuff. Sometimes I'll feel like, okay, this has something, and then we'll start to look into it. And then I'm like, it's going to go stale. But I feel like if I'm captivated by it from jump, I know that it's going to be something. And I think it's important that there has to be a reason behind it. So like, I really want to help someone. So if it's vindication as far as a woman who's really been scorned and like, let's say that man has drugged her from the ends of the earth online for whatever reason, because he got caught, I find that that's worth it. I want to help people in the end. And I know that sounds crazy because I'm gossiping in a sense.
So you're the prosecuting attorney then, basically. Mm-hmm, you're there to prosecute. Yeah.
I am there to like, and then I can honestly, I feel like sometimes the story will change. What mm-hmm. I think in the beginning, in the end, isn't necessarily the truth. And I have a rule that if I can't emotionally detach from a story in any kind of way, if I feel like I can only lean one side, I will not cover it, because I feel like it's important that I stay neutral.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people on the platform might mean well to help people, but they get so emotionally invested in the story and then to the people that it's attached to, that they lose logical thinking and they can't separate it.
That's me.
And so, and I see, like, I don't, I will not cover stories that are like hurtful to children.
Yeah.
I can't do it as a mother.
Right.
I don't care.
Like, you're always biased for them. Yeah. I can't
be biased for that.
Right.
There's just some things that are just too dark for me to cover. I can't find humor in that, because I feel like when I'm telling the stories, I have to find humor in it.
Yeah.
I have to laugh a little bit, because the world's dark enough.
Right. Like,
let us all escape into my content and laugh at someone who, you know, apparently, you know, cheats on 10 people and gets a coffee pot. But if it's something like they're murdering mass amounts of people, I'm just like,
right.
I don't want to get killed.
I mean, so. Do you actually get stuff like that major?
Yeah.
I can't.
I have a story right now that I'm sitting on that is so, in fact, somebody else and I were talking about it recently. It's so dark and I don't understand how it's not national news.
Yeah.
But I can't cover it. Like, it's too dark. It's too.
That is so mature of you to do that. Because
mm-hmm. I mean,
imagine?
That's the first time anybody's ever called me mature.
Leave it to me, honey. I'll give you all the praises.
I love you already.
But no, really, it is. Because like we were saying earlier, people sometimes will get a story and it's huge and you just like throw it out there, but then you can't. Like, what is it? Detach yourself from it. And then you're so in mm-hmm. deep and then you just drop it. People don't like that. They want you to follow through, but you can't.
And some people will get, once they see that, like that clout mm-hmm. and they start to see the traction.
Yeah.
The wheels fall off the bus and they're just going to do whatever they can to keep it, you know, keep it going.
And I get a lot of crap because people want to think like I'm seeking these people out, but no, I'm not. you know, 100% of the time, it's already out there. It mm-hmm. may not be a big story. It may just be getting kind of circulation. And I feel like people start to run with stuff and I'm like, wait, hold on, this doesn't seem right. Let me look into it. And then I pick it up.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, you know, out there with my magnifying glass and my detective hat, you know, trying to knock on doors and look for people. Right. It actually falls into my lap and it's a beautiful, wonderful little psycho gift that I have. Yeah. So.
And you're, like you say, you're trying to help people. You're trying to, like, if people don't want to get mm-hmm. called out, stop doing shady shit, period. You know, like, yeah, if you're doing something bad.
Stop doing bad things.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
I know whenever I'm right about someone, the second I get threatened with a lawsuit, like, then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm right.
I'm going to find something, right? Yeah. Like, you're digging, you're call uncovering me. It. And they're like,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I'm going to call, you're at defamation. Okay.
Yeah. Look up what defamation means, you dumb bitch.
Well, I think people get confused. Yeah. Well, people get confused on when you've done something and you're uncovering something they've done versus making up a rumor. There's a difference. If you did something and you don't want people to find out, guess what? That's on you, sis.
And listen, we all can have an opinion.
Totally.
Just because I have an opinion on a little box on a screen, it's an opinion.
Right.
And I will always make sure I say, I know this as fact, 100%. I've seen it with my eyes. I have the proof. Or I'll say, this is what I feel allegedly is going this way. And it might make people mad. And then there's a lot of Susans in the world who get so mad at me. It's like, this is none of your business. And I'm like, well, aren't you in my business?
Yeah,
right
it's
now?
None of yours either, Susan.
They're like, calm down. Go put some SPF on and go take a Mai Tai and calm the fuck down. You know, there's a lot of fucking Susans.
Yeah.
A lot.
Speaking of disclaimers, my bedtime routine, Wenny knows, my bedtime routine is TikTok, okay? I, like, wash my face, I brush my teeth, I crawl into bed, and then I proceed to spend 2 hours on TikTok. And the first account, every single night, the first account I go to, normally I just scroll the For You page, but I go to your account, and I, like, watch
what you missed.
I watch what videos she posted that day. But
I love you for that.
In the beginning of your videos, so she has... the, you know, the SVU. Dun,
dun, that's what we were talking dun, about dun, last dun, week, dun, right?
Yes. It's the special petty unit.
Yes.
I can't. That is shit is so funny to me.
Yeah.
I listen. It's 33 seconds.
Yeah.
And I listen to all 33 seconds every single video.
You're it's exactly 33 seconds.
Yes, I know.
People were so mad at you for having it long, right? Because I creeped your page last week when she told me. And I was like, what? And then people are mad. They're like, it's too long.
No, it's so fucking funny.
Bertha.
Yeah, for 33 seconds, I laugh to myself. And then we get into the tea.
I love it. And I love the special petty unit.
And then I changed the logos.
Yes, I saw that last night.
Girl. I don't know how to Photoshop at all. Like, I'm telling y'all, I'm like a 2-year-old with
Photoshop.
But
it makes it better when it's bad Photoshop.
So
wait till the next one. The next season, I have a better one. It's even funnier.
I can't. So we do that. I'll share some of my Photoshopping tips with you. We don't get invited to big events in the influencer space.
Which is never.
We're never. Always invited, as evidenced by the photos.
Oh, I bet we never
Can
get
I
invited.
Just say... I'm really pissed off, and I saw this yesterday. I was going to make a video about this, but I'd rather share it with y'all because I feel like we're friends now.
Oh, yeah.
No one invites me to be a part of their TikTok group. I'm
rude.
That is
like,
rude.
Like, I want a hot friend group. I mean, I might be the potato of the group, but I want a hot friend group. And then I want them to get mad at me for some reason. Have you, like, they split up and shit goes. I'm like, I want to go to the house and swim and do funny dances that I can't do because I dance like a white girl.
Right.
Just do the dun,
I'm pissed.
You know what? Right. We're going to start our own house. It's fine. It's fine.
A petty house.
Sign me up for the petty house. I'm there.
Yeah, I will put y'all's background in glitter and pink and we will just have a ball.
Bam.
Love it.
Love it.
I just feel like they're scared of me. Like, they don't want to be friends with me because they're like, oh, that bitch.
Maybe it's a guilty conscious.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they know.
But I have a rule, and I even said this recently about another creator. I said, you know, when people get mad at them, you know, they become friends and on the app that they trust you with information, and then the second they have a falling out, it's like, you know, word bombing.
Yes.
I don't do that. There are people in the TikTok space that I have actually had fallings out with, but I will never speak ill of them because at one point in time we were friends.
Yeah.
And at one point in time you trusted me with that information. I will never betray that.
Yeah.
I may not like you now And I mean, the laundry list of people who don't like me is very long, but I'm not going to do that. Like, I wouldn't. So, you know, be my friend. You know,
right, right. Friend. Are you the type? I'll I'm the type of person that if you do something wrong, like if Spencer were to go out and do something wrong and people are like ridiculing her, I'm going to defend her. And I might think that like they're right, but I'm not going to ever let anybody know that. And I feel like I do that even like on our show, like when things happen. Again, I'm very biased to like my people, even when I know. But then like behind closed doors, I'm like, girl, that was like shady, Spencer. You stole Cheetos, hot Cheetos from Target and you got caught on security cameras. Now I got your back publicly. Shit. But, like, are you like that, too?
Hey, times are hard, and hot Cheetos are good.
Hot Cheetos and Diet Dr. Pepper? See ya. It's a volcano in my stomach, and I don't care.
So when I was... I love it. I don't do it anymore, one, because I try not to just do this in general. But when I was younger, I loved a vanilla milkshake with hot Cheetos when I was PMSing.
Oh.
That's nice, delicious for some fucking reason.
It is.
Why does it sound so good?
I don't know.
I also used to crumble plain Lay's potato chips on vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, see, I like the salty and sweet, or like the frosty with the Wendy's fries.
Wait, well, I'm telling you, you dip your Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Wait, have you seen on TikTok about the Flamin' Hot Cheeto chicken sandwich?
I have. They coat it?
This guy went into Chick-fil-A, got a chicken sandwich. Okay? I think it was like a spicy chicken sandwich. I don't know.
Okay.
Took the bread off, and then he put... he put the macaroni and cheese, dumped it out, the Chick-fil-A hot macaroni and cheese. Then he crushed up a bunch of hot Cheetos and poured that on top and then pushed the sandwich together and ate it.
Wow.
Can I tell you, I gained 25 pounds just watching.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I want to try it? You're damn right I do.
People are making crust. We should make some actually and do a Cheetos crust. You crunch them up, put them in the bag, do your elk wash, your milk and elk egg wash, throw it in. I don't know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? I never know.
Words are hard. We said this.
Girl, people know.
And we wonder why our nation is so obese. And I'm like, yes, bitch, I'm obese because I love hot. I'm going down that cast.
Right.
I want to be heavy. Yeah. Heavy when they pick it up.
Somebody tagged me in a thing. They were eating hot Cheetos. I mean, it's like my thing now. So I was like, put it on my tombstone. Like, I want to be buried with a bag of hot Cheetos. Mm. Like I do. You know, they're delicious. So we live in.
When they're embalming me, can they just make my chin a little... You know, because I'm like over 200 pounds of goodness. You know what I mean? Just make sure from here up looks amazing.
Right.
Like,
yeah, girl.
Just cut it.
That is the least they could do. You know,
but I'm going to live my life and I'm going to eat the chips and I'm going to eat the cake.
Right. So, and that Flamin' Hot is on everything. They have Flamin' Hot Ruffles, bomb. Flamin' Hot regular Lay's, bomb. Everything. Mm. Yeah.
I tried. They came out with Cool Ranch Doritos, but Flamin' Hot.
Oh, there you go.
And I tried some of those the other day.
They were good.
They were
nice,
delicious.
That's a food group. They know what's up. Let's just add it now.
It is done.
Absolutely
top of the pyramid, but still part of it.
You know, it's like Flamin' Hot Cheetos, cucumbers,
something like that.
Yeah. I'm just daydreaming about Flamin' Hot Funyuns. Hey, Flamin' Hot Funyuns are actually—they're
pretty good. Are they your fave?
Never had them.
Yeah,
I like the basic Flamin' Hot, but the Funyuns are pretty good.
The Funyuns are delicious. Okay, let's move.
Wow, now that can we get a sponsor from Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Right?
Yeah, I'll add them and to send them to sponsor all of us.
Perfect.
And we'll be forever grateful. Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, Cheetos. Thanks, Chester.
That concludes our interview today.
Perfect. That's really just why we brought you on. We needed your power to leverage Cheetos.
It was just me and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to get into your current story that you're working on, which there's no way we can even scrape the surface. Yeah.
Jeez, we're in each other's heads.
We are.
Not a great
place
to be.
Y'all are in sync today. I love it.
We are.
I love watching a good relationship blossom.
Oh, and we're like extra wired today because we have our very first live show in Dallas and the tickets went live today. And when we started recording with you, there was only like 29 left and we're dying a little bit. Extra
I wanna
hype.
Go.
Come on.
Bitch, come. You're in Louisiana. How far are you from Dallas?
7 hours.
Let's go. Do it. May 21st. You have plenty of time.
When is this show?
May 21st.
I will be there. Oh, wait. It's not like this weekend or anything. Oh, well, then.
No, May 21st.
Cancel plan.
Oh, my God.
That's my wedding anniversary weekend. I could do that.
Hey, you know what? Drag him along. He'll be the only set of balls in a room full of women. It'll be great.
He loves it. Hey, he listened for my 40th birthday. He went to his first drag show in Miami with me and fucking loved it.
He's a keeper.
He's a stand-up guy. Yes.
He's a keeper. He is. He wears really short shorts though. So just be careful.
Like chubbies short.
And like just I'm talking. Be careful. Like, he's like slut cut. This man stopped us on a cruise one time. Was like, sir, I love your slut cuts. And I was like, oh,
bye.
Capping it. Oh my God.
That's all he wears. Like if he sneezes, like we're all, it's just going to be like a Janet Jackson moment. So it's just, you know.
I love it.
Put the pants on, sir. But yeah, I will make fucking plans to be there.
All right. Perfect.
I'm done.
The petty club will unite.
Yeah. I'm getting a shirt.
Love it. Okay. Anyways, back to the story of Snow White. So I think this is how I might have come across your account, actually, was back in the beginning, because I saw the original Facebook post that went viral about the girl in Charleston whose dog was stolen by the girl who we are referring to as Snow White. Mm-hmm. And then I must have come, it must, you know, just the phones are listening, and it caught me in my algorithm on my For You page and brought me to you. So, you know, thank you, Snow White.
Because God loves you the most. That's why he brought you to the For You page.
I think he does. I think you're the favorite. Does.
You would get an espresso machine from God.
For sure, with an extra sleeve of pods.
When I am not poor, I'm going to send you an espresso machine. Don't worry.
God, I've never felt more loved. So, okay. So the story starts out, and then I'll let you take it from here, because I want you to give like a synopsis about this shit show. So this girl allegedly, or maybe not allegedly, stole.
No, it's fact.
Okay. So it's fact. She stole this girl's dog because she went on a date with her roommate or something and came back to his house. Was that it?
You know, you call it a date. I call it a one night stand.
Perfect. You know what? I'm just going to let you take it from here. I'm a bumbling idiot, so I don't know what I'm talking about. And like the lead detective of the special petty unit over here has all the
she's on
all
the
facts.
Olivia. She's on the case. Let's get into it.
Again, wish version of Olivia Benson.
Olivia Fenson.
Olivia Fenson. So Snow White one night goes home with a guy in Charleston and ends up at an apartment where, you know, the roommate's asleep and she has this beautiful dog. Turns out Snow White has a little bit of a klepto problem with animals and or money and or any other thing, and takes the dog. And, you know,
I would go to jail
a while.
Yeah.
Like y'all, the dog meant it was like a child to this woman. And so she tried on her own off social media to get the dog back. And Snow White had justified it as like the dog was abused. The dog needed care. Y'all, the dog did not need all that. I have photos. Like the dog was fine. The dog was very loved.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's her justification of it all. And then the owner of the dog took it to social media and made an Instagram post. And, you know, she was very known in Charleston, South Carolina, had a lot of friends, and people were pissed. And it grew legs fast. And I mean, when I say fast, members of the Southern Charm.
That's what I was just about to say. Like Madison shared it, right?
Madison, Naomi, a lot of them did. They shared the post. Well, I was not minding my own business, I'm sure, but I was on my way to Texas to an LSU game, and a follower of mine DMs me. She's like, did you see this wild story about this woman who dog napped a dog in the middle of the night? And I was like, why would someone dog nap a dog in the middle of the night? That's random. And I click it, and the first picture is of the owner and her dog, and the next picture is of Snow White. And there's a reason she's called Snow White, and we'll get to that another time. But it's not safe for, you know, radio. Anyway. Her picture comes up and I literally scream. I grab my husband and I hit him. And he's like, whoa, what's going on? I was like, oh my God, I know her. And when I say I know her, I know her.
So and fucking I crazy. Like, I can't even imagine
I am dying. And this girl, I had heard things about her when she, because at one point she lived in Louisiana, and she was very close to people that I am very close to as well. And so, and these people have, you know, they're influential in our state, and they're, you know, very well respected, very well loved. And I was like, this can't be right. Like, this really can't be right. So I took the link and I sent it out to a few people and was like, y'all, what the hell is going on? The text that I got back was, this is not shocking. But it was so hush hush back at home here about who she really was, because a lot of people are just too kind to not say anything. They didn't, but no one really could know how bad this would eventually get. So I start looking into it. And, at the time I was post banned again on my main account. So on my backup account, and I'm just digging into it. Well, the comment section of the original Instagram post started getting wild.
It was.
When I say
we were both on it, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think every resident of Charleston, South Carolina had something taken, stolen, or, you know, manipulated by this woman.
It was crazy, and the stuff that people were saying.
It kept getting worse. It didn't seem like it was getting any better. And the part that got me was that it wasn't just nitpicky, petty stuff. It was massive things. I mean, you know, clearing someone's furniture out, you know, getting in, you know, breaking into apartments and acting like they were her own. What struck me was the accent that this woman was using.
All of them?
Ma'am, that's offensive. Dog.
I know.
And I was like, hold on. She didn't talk like this in Louisiana. So I'm going back in my arsenal. And because again, we're friends. We were acquaintances, but friends on social media. You know, she at one point wanted to hire me years back. And so I'm going back and I'm watching videos of her that she's untagged herself in. And sure enough, I'm like, nope, there is no accent. And as I started to dig, I realized that this story wasn't just about a dog napping, that this woman is a real, like,
con artist,
real time con artist.
Yeah.
And she did a number on a lot of people in various states. And I'll be honest, I mean, what I thought, you know, when I started the series, it's not even the same anymore. And it's like I said, you know, stories evolve when I'm doing them, but this just seems to, as the days go on, get, you know, worse and worse. And, you know, we found out how many times she's been arrested in South Carolina, from credit card fraud to assault charges. There's even some pending stuff that we can't even figure out what it's about yet because it's still not open. And a lot of people at first, you know, the people in South Carolina were very open to talk about it because they were already posting about it very publicly.
Right.
So as I started doing the story, I think people knew that I was really being legitimate when I say, I'll keep you anonymous, I'll keep your name out of it, because she has a history of threats. She had made people believe she was this powerful, you know, wealthy female.
It was very family came inventing Anna vibes.
Yeah.
I forget her last name now.
Anna Dalvey?
Yes. Yeah. But I followed her story way back when mm-hmm. I was living in New York, mm-hmm. It's so reminiscent of that.
She honestly, it is almost kind of, I'll be honest with you, because she spent so much time, Snow White did, in New York area. I'm starting to believe that she pulled a lot. And I mean, I can't prove this, but, you know, a lot of the same cons in the same way. I mean, talking like they marry each other from being, you know, wealthy to now. And I say that it's not as bad as Anna, but at the same time, I'm still today found out bombshell stuff that I'm picking my jaw up off the floor. And the more people realize that they can be comfortable with me and know that I'm truly going to protect their identities, the more they're willing to talk to me. But the reality of the situation is the more that I talk to people, the more I realize how hurt they are. And she's genuinely done a number on people that are known to be the most kind-hearted, generous, loving people that they've been scarred and they've been hurt. And each one of those people deserves, you know, justice in some type of way. Up till now, you know, she's been arrested before and, you know, it's been a slap on the wrist. And she's, you know, as I'm covering it, you'll see that she's tried every trick in the book. But the thing is she's doing it in multiple states. So courthouse to courthouse, they're not really speaking on it. You know,
right.
When she's first getting into town, they don't know that she has a criminal past. And a lot of these things are just getting into the light. So it's wild.
That is so wild.
It started with a dog and now, I mean,
she should have thought twice before doing that.
Well, and then there was like, I mean, besides just the lying and the conning, which I'm not downplaying that at all, but it's so much more than that too. Like faking the, or I don't know if she was actually faking, but like all the different accidents and things that would happen to her. It was like,
oh, she was faking it.
Yeah. I mean, everything. It was like every so often she was making this major catastrophe thing happen to her, to probably to garner pity and sympathy so that she could manipulate people easier.
She has a way of bringing you in and making you feel like she genuinely loves you.
Yeah.
But one person did tell me how, you know, every time they would go to dinner with her in a group of people, it would be like they would share a story. Like, oh, you know, one day I fell off the Brooklyn Bridge. She'd be like, oh my God, I fell off the Brooklyn Bridge and I broke my neck on the way down. Ugh. And then she'd have some elaborate story. She was always a one-upper.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The crazier thing is she's killed off her mom and her mom is alive and well. She's lied about cancer of her mom. She's lied about her brother dying in war.
Yeah, her brother's, that wasn't true. Her brother's alive.
See, that,
yeah, live and well.
That is all so much deeper than well. Just a story. Like, that is wild how people could do that. And, like, fakely mourn somebody that's not
and not
dead.
Think people are going to figure it out. That's what I can't grasp.
She got away with it for so long.
She has, but she was very, I'm going to tell you how she did it. On social media, you know, even as her friend on social media, I will tell you, she was very, very vague in posting. I also noticed a lot in the beginning before she knew I was looking into her. She had untagged herself from a lot of photos. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is she threatens you. So like when you are, she does get found out, like in a case, like in South Carolina, she's relentless. I'm talking like phone call after phone call. She'll call your family. She'll call your mom. She'll call your dad. She'll call your job. She won't stop. And then it becomes to the point where you're like, I'm just going to shut up. So she leaves me alone. Oh. And I think a lot of people just wanted her to go away and they didn't understand. And a lot of people are like, well, why didn't anybody know, especially in Charleston, it being so small? Well, you have to understand, she was targeting groups of people. So, like, this group may not hang out with this group, and this group didn't hang out with this group. So they all weren't collectively talking until that Instagram post. So when the Instagram post came out, it became easier for a collective group of people to say, oh, shit, right. She did that to you. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
You know, it started off small. I mean, she was taking people's phones and ordering food off their apps. Like, there's one girl, it's like $100 and something. She sent me the receipt of Chick-fil-A. And then the next person, it's, you know, Uber Eats. Or, you know, when they were going out to restaurants, you know, and she's running up these bills of, you know, drinks and food. Oh, crap, my Apple Pay is not working. Or why is my Venmo card not working? You know, she was manipulating the situation to garner people to do things for her.
Jeez.
And it would start off, and I mean, she was memorizing people's passcodes on their phone. She was taking photos off their phone and sending it to her, like, and posting it on their Instagrams and writing the caption as it was them.
What?
You know, and oh yeah, like it, to make it look like she was, you know, like with these people. A lot of people thought she was connected because she was taking photos with these people. She was asking for photos with them and then posting it like they were friends. And then she was also lying about places that she was at. You know, I have a story of, you know, a time that she was in Louisiana and they knew where she was. She was, you know, chilling out with some people and they watched her do it. She took a photo off the internet and posted it as she was in, you know, New Orleans or something like that. She was very calculated in her method.
That is terrifying.
And that's why people are always sending. She is. I truly don't even think she knows who she is at this point.
She's confused.
I just, like, how do you get to that point? That's right. What I, like.
It started young. they started.
Well, you would have to. I mean, it's pathological. Clearly, I'm no doctor,
100.
But
yeah, 100.
Has her family spoken out? Like, did they speak out? Her family?
No, and that's another thing. That is a thing that I will say this. Her from all things that I've looked into, her family is very, you know, her siblings are very successful people. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how they have not tried to stop her from doing this, because they have a lot to lose.
Yeah.
You know, and I've steered away from them because this really doesn't have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
But a part of me feels like there's a lot of enabling going on, or like if we just, you know, just keep coming, let her come home, and we'll keep her calm, and we can keep her. No, at some point you're going to have to understand she's going to mess with the wrong person, which I think she already has.
Yeah.
She
has no accountability.
It's going to catch up to her. She has no empathy. And that is a true statement from someone that has
ties
very, like, ties with the situation.
Yeah.
Has said she has zero empathy. And they know it. But I think they think by being quiet about it, they are helping her.
Yeah.
But I also think that they're embarrassed because they also have things to protect and they can't let the community know. And it's been easier to do to this point because it was so hush hush. But now that it's at the forefront, I think they're all kind of scrambling, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it is ingrained in us as parents to protect our children.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I think I am the type of parent that's like, you know, like kind of what you said earlier, no, will I go on the public platform and shame you for it?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But will I do everything in my power to hold you accountable?
Yeah. And you would get your kid help. Yeah. You would have, like, as a parent, and if you care, yeah, you're going to make sure your kid is protected and getting the help that they need, because clearly something is majorly wrong with this girl.
Majorly wrong.
Like that, you're not normal. You don't A, kill your family off again and grieve through the process of it and be able to like have a normal conversation with people. First of all, second of all, you can't con people that you care about and then still have no remorse. Like that is wild. Like I feel bad for.
But I think
little,
they also like, have excused it.
Yeah,
like I think probably, for a long time and until recently, it's easier to say, well, that's not true. I didn't say that. They don't have proof of that. And these people aren't really going and doing what I'm doing now. They really, I don't know how they're still excusing it, because I'm literally showing it in real time with receipts.
Like proof. Yeah.
But like to tell everyone your mom has terminal cancer is sick. Like
sick. Literally.
I mean, and then she was as calculated as to call her mom at night when her mom's in bed. So of course it's going to look like your mom's resting and it gives the play, but also even when I was friends with her on social media, I will tell you this 100%, my hand of God, she had hardly any photos at all of family, at all. Like, none. We had to dig to find family photos. And it was almost like they didn't exist.
Yeah.
And it was more about what she, and let me tell you, from her Instagram on, it was what she wanted you to see. It wasn't like me. I tag every photo of like my five chins, my bad hair day. And I mean, I get on TikTok and I look like a hot ass mess all the time, because I'm not the influencer type. I'm not gonna pretend. Lord, I don't have it together at all, so why pretend on social media? But for her, you know, it was all bad Photoshop photos for a long time. Very poor Photoshop.
It was a facade that she was getting away with.
Like somebody, I don't know how anybody didn't call out the wall being wiggly in the back.
She did pageants too. She did pageants.
Yeah, was a new persona that she picked up. So I thought it was something she had done before. No, that's something she did because she became friends with people in Louisiana and decided to compete.
I need a nap.
Yeah.
She has too many lives.
Here's the wild thing. She competed in Louisiana, so I could see where she probably could take that from her family, right? And I'm not talking like small pageants. I'm talking like she was competing for a state title to go to Miss USA. She moves back after leaving Louisiana, and she's in Pennsylvania. She competes at Miss Pennsylvania USA with that terrible accent. How did no one out someone talking like this that's from Plymouth, Massachusetts?
Right.
That's how she talks. And it's weird.
I can't.
But no one caught on that. Your parents live in Pennsylvania. They didn't think, ma'am, your brain. Is something going on?
She was confusing the personalities, I guess. Like, what?
And like, but when she was around her parents, did she not talk with the accent? Did she go back to her normal accent?
But don't you think she might be sick? Like, if you can do that, and maybe, do you think she believed that she was that person right there? Yes. That this is me?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
100%. I think she thinks that she is a Southern Belle because she even put, like, on paperwork and stuff that she was from Louisiana. She wrote down that she went to LSU. And I was like, no. And she got jobs based on that information, and she never attended. I don't even think she graduated high school.
Them HR people need to be
Yes,
fired.
I saw that last night, that she had 2 credits left for high school. So
they let her walk. They let her walk for graduation. But she still had 2 night classes to finish. And this didn't even come from anyone close to the family. This came from, like, people who went to school with this girl. And they knew, like, that they were like, she didn't graduate with us technically. She walked.
She had a lot of lucky breaks and moments that would be used for her narrative. So she walked. She's like, yeah, I graduated.
Well,
no, you didn't.
But she, look at what she, I mean, not to, like, stereotype here, but look at what she looks like. She's young. Mm-hmm. She's pretty. She's blonde. She's skinny. She's white. Like, I don't know if I said white twice, but she's,
pretty privilege to like is her. Very apparent here.
Pretty privilege. Thank you. That is the word I'm looking for.
But I'll be honest with you. She doesn't look like a criminal. She doesn't come off as a criminal.
Right.
It is very easy. People are like, well, I see through it. How could they not have seen it? Let me tell you, she has long, beautiful blonde. She is I don't want to take this away from her. Which is why I never understood why she poorly photoshopped her face and her body, because she was
she's beautiful
in real life. Is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't know, body dysmorphia. I mean, I'm not even going to get into that because, again, no degree here, the nosy bitch. But at the same time, when you meet her and she's walking around in Louboutin, she has brand new Louboutin. She's, you know, in Gucci belts. She's not like me right now, where I'm in my Walmart sweater and, you know, my Target, you know, sweatpants. She genuinely comes off very influential. Now, that also plays a part into why people believe the Tinder swindler, you know, because of how it's easy to manipulate when you could play the part so well and you look the part.
Yeah.
So of course they're going to trust you.
You and mean an actress said that. Like when you watch somebody on a movie, you believe them. Well, yeah, obviously. She didn't have all her.
Well, like even her friend, not her friend, but someone who was around her for a long time said the same thing. Like they were like, you know, she was letting me wear designer clothes. So yeah, I would look the other way when it was time to pay the bill at dinner. So like they were like, well, she must have money. She has a new bag.
She's doing all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. My head is spinning. When you have a sugar daddy,
I'm like,
I said, when you have a sugar daddy, it's easy to get a Louboutin.
I mean,
allegedly, we don't know that.
Allegedly. A few alleged sugar daddies.
That is, I mean, I followed the story. I did. I'm not big on TikTok, but honey, I'm about to get on yours and be real deep into it. Because, I mean, I just don't think about it, but I did catch wind of this story. I mean, multiple people had sent it, and I actually talked to a girl. She's in North Carolina, and me and her were talking about it, and this was, like, when it first came out, and I was like, God, this is crazy. But then I kind of forgot about it, and then Spencer and I would talk about it. But now I'm like,
you've sucked her in.
Now there's a rabbit hole, and I'm, like, looking into it, and I'm about to be like, wee! You know what I mean?
Wait, because,
pick me!
Yeah.
Tell her, since you haven't consistently watched through. So tell her about the sugar daddy in Florida.
Oh my God. Okay. So y'all, this is how I'm going to show. This will make you understand how sick she really is.
Okay. Yeah.
Give it to me. And how little empathy she really has.
All right.
So there's a gentleman, and I'm not going to say how he's connected because it will give away a lot of different information that I can't release. But
yeah, maybe sugar daddy was the wrong term. Okay, I don't know if he's.
I could see where she thought that this could be a sugar daddy. 100%. So he got involved at the beginning of the whole dog napping thing on the other side. Okay, and he was given her information because we're going to call him Tony. You know. My Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
Tony has a way of getting things done. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony lives in Florida now, and he has friends in South Carolina.
Okay.
And so they got him involved in hopes of contacting her to get that dog back. Now, did they want harm or anything like that? No. But Tony has a way of talking to you to make you move. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think Tony, in his grandiose splendor, he saw her and was like, well, she's hot. I mean, I know she's taking dogs and shit, but like, hot. And so she plays the victim well. So she's like, after the dog thing, she stays in touch with Tony and she's like, I'm being harassed online. I am being bullied by this really basic bitch named Annabelle Blonde. And she literally sent him all of my info, my home address, my phone number.
Great.
She talked about my dead mother.
She sent him your home address?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my home address, my address, my phone number, everything. But again, it's an address I don't live at anymore, so I don't know what they thought they were going to do. My girl, like, at least get the right info, you know?
Right.
I'm not hard to find. So, like, but I also have children, and, you know, and again.
And if she's sending it, she's sending it with malice.
She sent it with malice. I saw the text, like, 100%. So, Tony, I started getting phone calls, like, no caller ID, and I knew it was her, because I have, there's a way to get no caller ID numbers to come up on your phone. And the ways that you can see on Google, that's not the way, but I'll let y'all know later on.
Perfect.
So I saw where the phone calls were coming from, and I had put two to two together, but I sat back and I didn't do anything because I love not answering no call ID numbers because it makes them so mad.
Yeah.
So, and she'd already tried contacting me through burner accounts that I had traced back to her fucking location.
The writing's on the wall at this point for any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So her and Tony become friends, and she plays victim, and he's like, listen, come to Florida, stay here for a little while, basically run away. Now, in Tony's mind, Tony knows who he is. Tony's like, there's no way she's going to fuck with me. Well, Tony was wrong.
Oh, my God.
Because one night after, I guess, a couple of nights, you know, they've gone out, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Tony goes to sleep. Tony's at home. So she says she has to go run some errands. She takes Tony's car, and she's running some errands. And she's texting him, and she's getting some lingerie. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It's a little tiny thing.
Right.
And he was fine with that. Then he gets a call from Neiman Marcus in the tune of $24,000.
Uh-huh.
That she's trying to buy.
Uh-huh.
And the manager, because of the type of car he has, calls his home in New York, not his home in Florida.
Oh, dear God.
And his family finds out and calls him and is like, yo, call this store. They have your card. He calls and the manager tells him everything. He's like, listen, she's here. All you have to do is just say okay because it's a large amount.
Yeah.
Like, we have to get approval because it's so big. And he said, if you let her buy this, I will come to the, like, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
Hangs up. She calls him and is like, hey, like, oh my God, why didn't you let, like, she's, that's how aloof and no empathy she has.
Right.
She was still trying to play it down. And so he's sitting there, he's like, you, man, like, get over here. I want my shit back. I want my car back. I want, blah, blah. She goes, hey, and by the way, how's Fido?
What?
Hurt his dog.
What? Okay.
And he's like, why the hell are you asking me about Fido? And she's like, how is he? Now, mind you, Fido wears a solid gold chain. Okay? That's, Fido is got money around his neck, right?
Right. Fido's worth more than me.
He turns and he looks at the dog bed, and the dog is gone.
Bitch, I'm done. What?
So he flips his shit and is like, bring me my fucking dog. Bring me the car. So I think she used it as insurance. As far as
100%,
buy this stuff.
I will.
I'll bring your dog back if you let me buy this shit.
Or no, like, or let me get away from you.
Oh,
and you don't
don't murder
so,
me.
So like,
don't put me in the garbage disposal.
So she ends up hiding his car. His associates find it. They get the dog back, and she's gone. She's on the first. She even tried to use his credit card
to buy the fight
Four Seasons.
For a hotel?
No, to get a hotel one night.
Oh, I would have approved it and then showed up. Is she, I was going to say, is she dumb? But don't answer that.
yes, the answer is yes.
But like, I'm going to steal your credit card and I'm going to run away from you, but I'm going to use it at the hotel to get, like.
Mm-hmm. So Tony gets in touch with me after I find out, and
you're like, hey, Donnie. Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's like, he's like, listen, he's like, doll, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, he's like, but like, not sorry.
No,
he's
you better like, go to Neiman Marcus.
Who was calling you? Right. Yeah. He's like, what size you wear? I got all these clothes in front of me. I don't know. She's not in plus size. So no. But thank you, Tony. He's like, let me send you some money for your trouble. I'm like, no, I don't want anybody.
No.
Yeah. Don't send me a dime.
No.
He really was. Oh, for a potential, you know, garbage man, he seriously was so kind.
Yes.
Tony and I are friends now.
Okay, thank God for that.
I think.
We're good.
Me and Tony are besties. We're gonna get like bracelets made. He's offered me to go to Florida. I was like, no, Tony, I'm
bad
married.
Juju.
Thank you.
We're not going to Florida. No, we're not going to do that. We saw how that played out the first go around.
I like my friends, but is Tony very generous? Yes. Tony is very kind. Yes. Is Tony, and like, to be honest, and I mean, I don't blame him in a way because he's like, nobody makes a fool of me. I said, but to be honest, who would mess with him?
Right.
Like, you got to think logically, he's offering you a safe haven. You take it. And you don't screw him over.
Right. Unless you're an actual psycho.
Well.
Unless you have zero empathy, zero remorse for what you do.
I'm so stressed out right now.
And so she was on the first plane out of there.
Of course.
And so Tony, God bless Tony. Tony sent me everything. I have every text message, every video. By the way, Snow White, girl. You could take a sexy video, my girl. Like, let me just tell you.
She knows what she's doing. Hey. She knows what she's doing.
Nah, I mean, work that, girl.
Tony was like, bada bang.
Look, Tony was not mad about.
I don't blame him. She's right. Shit. Like, I wouldn't be mad. Like, okay.
Oh, my God. Do we know where she is right now? Are we, like, where are we at in this room? We do know. Oh, you do?
I do. But I can't say.
No, don't. Exactly, I don't want any information about this girl.
Wendy wants no more.
I mean, there's not a lot. This is probably my favorite episode we've ever done, honestly, because it's so, I'm being serious. Not because I'm scared of you, but because I'm serious.
I don't look at my friend.
No, because this is the thing. I'm like, it takes a lot for me to be like speechless or like to be so captivated with information.
Yeah.
And the story was so wild, like when I first saw it, but I just, again, having a kid, whatever, and doing whatever else. But now I'm like, I am so invested. You better believe I'm going on your TikTok. And I'm like,
she's going on your Tiki Talkie.
I'm just like,
well, she took down all my original videos. She reported them. And that's fine because I started the story again. So because of this reason. So at first I knew I had a lot of information.
Yeah.
But not everybody was willing to come forward. I knew a lot of below, like it wasn't just surface level. It was a little bit more than surface level, but somebody, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who they are. I couldn't even tell you. And to be fair, I won't look into who they are out of respect. They sent me an 85 piece email that gave me crumbs to a lot of different things that I couldn't make sense. And it that crumb led me to the next crumb, and that crumb led me to the whole motherfucking loaf of bread, right?
Yeah.
So the other night I said, you know what? Scratch everything I've done. Start again. Because there was a lot of things I couldn't speak on in Louisiana. I mean, this girl legitimately ran her car into a small pond for attention.
Yeah. This is what I was talking about before we started recording, that like this bitch has whiteboards like detailing this information, trying to piece it all.
They're all over there.
Trying to piece everything together. It's wild. I actually can't freaking wait to see.
Oh, for sure.
Where this new series goes. The new series is the Pretty Little Liar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Pretty Little Liar. So before it was Snow White. The Locket series, but anyway.
Yeah.
But I started putting things together the other day, and I started putting a timeline because I'll tell y'all, she's been doing this since junior high. Excessive.
Small
but
scale,
So, but we're all asshole teenagers.
Yeah.
We all do stupid
dumb
shit.
Stuff, yeah.
So where I started was the day after graduation because shit went south then.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have the information that I have currently, every single step she's made now truly makes sense. Like why she didn't take more monetarily in this one area, but did in this area, and why she did. And like, I can tell you, like, this girl can't kiss anywhere without me finding out right now. That's how many eyes that are on her. So wow. Like, my ultimate goal is I genuinely don't want anything bad to happen to her.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't. And, no. I don't want genuinely anything outside of pedophiles. I don't.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want another single soul to end up with nothing, because this woman has taken advantage of her own family.
Yeah.
So what makes anybody think that they're safe is beyond me. She needs help. I mean, obviously, but even more so, she's got to stop conning the justice system into, you know, oh,
believing her. Or, yeah.
Okay. Right. Slap on the wrist because for the pretty girl.
The pretty girl got away with it. So at this point, my hope is that the DAs in the towns that are looking into her, actually can't ignore that this is a pattern.
Right. They actually punish her.
And actually, she needs to face for the crimes that she's done.
Yeah, all of them.
Stop, you know, letting her continue the trial. Stop falling for the excuses. Like, I found something very disgusting this past weekend with her. She reposted on her Instagram a story of a young man who had, and I know it went viral. He ended his life. He was a teen.
Yes,
he was a young teen.
12 years.
Because of bullying.
Ugh.
And she does that because in her world, I'm bullying her.
Right. It garners sympathy for her.
The reality of the situation is it's not bullying. Like, and she posted this, and somebody that's close to the family, I think a friend of the family or whatever from that story, they reached out to me and they were like, this angers me that she reposted it, because it's like she wants people to think like that bullying is wrong. You're right. Bullying is wrong. I'm not attacking her looks. I'm not attacking what I'm just speaking on what you've done to people.
Right.
And when we're speaking on experience, that's not bullying. That's you doing bad shit.
She's bullying people by harassing them. And like, she's the bully in the situation.
She has, when I tell y'all, she's relentless. I got a little taste of it. I'm not afraid of her.
Yeah.
I'm more afraid of my cat than I am afraid of this bitch. You know, like, I'm afraid of my own shadow, not her.
Yeah.
But I truly hope that through all of these means, coming and talking to you guys, I hope that more people come forward and feel comfortable talking to me. But I truly, truly hope that people get restitution for the things that she's done, because she's left a lot of hurt in her path, and she can't keep doing this at some point. So she's really going to mess with the wrong person, and there will be no going back. And I don't want that for her family or for her. I genuinely don't.
There's going to be a Tony down the road that's not going to have
much. Well, I mean, and that's just there's already Tony.
But she is going to cross the wrong person and not be able to, you know, wiggle her way out of a situation. It's going to end really badly.
And wow. It's going to take one person. And I think she has crossed that person. But at the same time, she's run back across the country. Mm-hmm. She's going to do it again. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
She can't help herself. She's been doing this her whole life.
No, she can't. And I don't think I think she doesn't have any clue of who she is. Not a clue.
Wow.
Not a clue.
Bitch, if
somebody
you don't get a Netflix
that's what I was
deal
gonna say,
out
yeah.
of this shit,
yeah.
I'm a riot.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Like, I'm going to need you to be able to rock some Louboutins in your Walmart sweatshirt, okay?
I just want to go to, like, Texas Roadhouse and buy, like, an appetizer and a meal. Like, that's all.
You know? The blooming, the awesome blossom. And a salad, and a ribeye, and all the things.
Yeah, and I want to be able to, like, go for the meal. Like, right. I don't want to do, like, the 2 for $5.
Right. Anymore. And you don't even have to look at the receipt when it comes. You're just like, here, get my card.
Right.
Here's my card.
Yep. You don't even need to look at the menu.
I will feel like a bougie bitch that day. Like, the most I hope that I don't get out of this is a cease and desist. You know, give me something good.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, I think this is a perfect place to end. You guys need to go follow along, subscribe, tell everybody all your different channels, because I know you just started a YouTube also.
Yes. So it's And a Bottle of Wine on TikTok. I actually have a backup account, And a Bottle of Wine in the number 2. And on Instagram, it's And a Bottle of Wine Official. It's spelled wrong on purpose because someone took Official. And a Bottle of Wine Official.
I never noticed that.
So it's only one I. I'm like, geez, and I keep trying to change it. And then on YouTube, it's And a Bottle of Wine. So y'all follow me on all of them. Please, please, please. I would really appreciate it.
Oh, you got a fan. You got a fan right here, girl. Number one.
I've got two new friends.
You do.
You sure do. And we're going to talk about Dallas. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Yes. And for doing the Lord's work.
Doing the most.
Amen.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Go subscribe right now. And we will talk to you next week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.